Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with James?
Yes.
Great, James. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How are you doing this Friday, sir? Local Splash?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Local Splash? Local, like a local newspaper?
Okay,
yes, sir. You got it.
Okay,
yes,
right,
sir.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so we've been in business 17 years, Google Premier Partner, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So you're in good hands with us. Okay. Now, just to verify your company, it's Repairs Now out of High Point. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I ran a scan online for you. Go ahead, sir.
And I can't. I currently get leads from Angie Leads.
Okay, I see. That's what I was going to verify right now. Okay, and that's all you have online for the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to help you out big time. Have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you know how it works?
I guess when they see my name, I guess up there with Angeles or whatever, being able to get leads. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I don't mess with the computer that much.
Right. So Angie Leads, right? Just to explain it to you. Yeah, I get you. You know, if I try to do what you do, it'd probably fall apart, right? I get it, man. So when you do a search online, right, for any of your services, okay,
right.
You're gonna see best 25 handyman, and that's an Angie Lead paid position. When they click on that and fill a lead form out, they send that lead to, you know, you and a few other companies, and each one of you pays for the lead, right? What we're talking about doing here is when they do those same searches, now Repairs Now shows up as a top recommended option, and they're able to click the call or click to view your website directly. Does that make sense so far?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, regarding a website, too, we are going to create for you a custom Google-compliant website. I'm going to send you an example now via text message of a current client's website. That way you have an idea of what it would look like. Okay? All right. Perfect. Now, I do want to tell you, too, to get you on the first page of Google, we have to boost your online presence. You don't really have anything online now, so we have to boost your online presence. So we're going to submit you to a total. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. I'm just riding my bicycle. Yeah.
Oh, are you, man? Multitasking, brother. Good stuff. So what I was explaining is you get 60 directories, okay? Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages.
No, I understand. I know the web page. I know all that stuff is about. Yeah. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I told her the only two concerns I had was the reason why I don't mind getting leads from Angie Leads is because, first of all, they get leads from Google, Yahoo, People Homeowner Association, a lot of different ways instead of just Google. And the second thing was, I worked for a homeowner, and he had told me that before with Google, that he called somebody, set up some work. The guy never showed up. Guy never did the work. But he was able to go back on Google and get a guy a rating, even though the guy didn't even do any work for him. I don't like stuff like that. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow what you're saying.
He didn't do the work at all.
Okay. So.
I don't mind. Yeah. You know, ratings. But I'm just saying, giving you ratings, and you never even did any work for them. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you see value in being listed on the first page of Google, sir?
I mean.
You do?
I see value in the fact that
It
depends on, I will have to try it and see, you know, if it, you know, if it started working and working pretty good, then I won't even necessarily have to get leads from Angie Leads. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know exactly what you're saying. The thing, so the reviews, and I get you, anybody could go on and leave a review, right? So I get what you're, getting at there. We do have
no,
a
review. I don't mind somebody giving me a review, but
okay.
Why would they be able to give me a review if I didn't do any work for them?
Right. That's what I was getting at, right? So that is something that could happen, but we don't really see that happen, like, too frequently, you know? We even provide you with a request review tool to send out to your clients, right, to help you boost your five-star reviews. But I get what you're saying. It could happen. Very rarely have I seen that happen, though, you know? I mean, I don't know how many people are just, you know, sitting around wanting to write reviews, like, for work that wasn't done, you know?
No, what I'm saying is this, the homeowner, yeah. the situation that happened was,
mm-hmm.
The homeowner that I now do work for.
Okay.
I think it was something with a pump, some type of pump or something.
Okay.
He wanted, so he went online, got something, and then the guy, they talked, and the guy said, he gave him a, you know, date or whatever to come out. Okay. The guy never showed up. I guess he tried calling him back, couldn't get a hold of him, and he pretty much probably went with somebody else or decided to do another route or whatever the case might be.
Right.
So, he was on Google, and he had seen, he had clicked, you know, whatever the name of that company was, and he said, did a guy do any work for you? He said, no. He clicked that, and then he was still able to give him a rating. That's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. That
well,
didn't seem fair to me.
Well.
Because anything could have been going on with the guy. You know, the guy
right.
was dead. The guy
right.
could have been
right.
in a hospital, had an emergency situation, anything. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and that's why it's really important to respond
yeah.
to the reviews, too. I mean, if you set an appointment with a client, you don't show up, and they write a negative review, right? It's good to respond, right? To let them know, like, hey, I apologize. I was doing this, that, and the other. Because they can take their review down, you know? I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying there should be some type of protection in that fact that if they didn't do any work for you, whether they set up a form or not, but if they didn't do any work for you, what is it that you got to review? Except for the fact that they didn't come to your appointment. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying that it should be a better system in place for that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask
okay,
you. I mean,
it's almost like,
do you miss a lot of your,
like, you know, squandering your name or something? I'm saying it becomes a liability to where, you know, there actually could be a lawsuit against that. That's what I'm saying. But I think that should need to be a better system with that.
Okay. Well, the system, first off, I mean, if they set an appointment, right, obviously you want to try to show up, right? But if you can't, you just respond to the review, right? And that's really, I mean, the best way to go about it, even for that company that it happened to. They should respond to it because they can get him to take his review down, right?
But, yeah, I'm not. I don't have time for what I'm saying because I do most of the work myself.
Right.
I don't have time for all that.
Right.
Like
we help you with it. We help you with it. Yeah.
With Angie Lee's, those people did that stuff on their own. I barely sent a request somebody to send me a rating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you how the pricing breaks down. Let's see if this is a good fit for you. Okay.
What I'm saying is you get into more, that's a loophole that if you don't show up at the appointment, you know, it could have been something totally different. That the point I'm saying is that it could be more, it's a loophole to say that it didn't show up at the appointment to just, that's what I'm saying, to get to a legal thing where they're just trying to squander their name for any kind of reason. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying
that
right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
I get it, but I just know, like, with my clients, right, if I, like, let's say you sign up and I set an appointment with you and I don't call, you're going to be pretty upset, you know? So I just try to hit my appointments, right? But I get what you're saying completely, man. Here's our pricing, okay? It's month-to-month, no contracts. We're a performance-based company. for our pro package, which includes everything I just went over, the website, the 60 directories, first page placement on Google, and the tracking system, that's at $199 a month.
Like right at $200 a month.
Yes, sir. Correct.
You said $200 basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's $199 though. I don't make the prices. That's just what it is.
I'm saying roughly $200.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm making
correct.
Sure we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. Yes, sir. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So tell me, since it's month to month, no contracts and all those services provided, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that.
Okay. So first thing
I
always like to do.
Like I said, I'm on my back.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
Unfortunately, I'm on my bicycle. I don't have my card on me where I can sign, to pay you, whatever the case might be. And it's probably going to be about an hour before I get home. Is there a way?
That's fine.
I can call you back, or can you call me back?
Yeah, of course. So
what?
I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension. Okay, it'll say, hi, this is Danny on it. I'll be your account lead, too, so you want to save that in your phone, okay, when you get a chance. And I'm also sending you...
I'll be dealing with you. Okay.
Yeah, you'll be dealing with me. Correct. I'm also sending you a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It'll just show you the features you have on your tracking system and how to use them. So just watch that when you get a chance.
Uh-huh.
And what's the best email address for you, James?
But I'm saying the leads will come to me.
They call you.
Or people call me. It'll be
directly.
Through text or either my phone, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's no lead fee. Yeah.
There's
what's
no
the...
What?
There's no lead fee.
No, I know what you're saying. It's $199 a month.
Yes. No lead fees. Correct. Yeah. So there's no additional fees is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's your email, James?
It's repairsnow@yahoo.com.
Repairsnow.
One word. Which is the name of my business. It's in lowercase letters.
Got it.
It looks like repair snow.
Oh, it does. It does, actually. That's funny. I'm going to send you an email right now. It's titled Increase Your Business with the Pro Package. It'll have everything we went over in writing. After your bike ride, when you're at your earliest convenience, just give me a call at that number I texted you, and then we'll finish setting up your account, okay?
Okay.
All right? You just got to go through services, service radius, et cetera.
Repair Snow will be right up there with you. They're going to get a little mad, ain't they?
Angie leaves? No. No, that's fine. It's part of the game, man. You know? Yeah.
I got you.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. Thank you for your time, okay? You have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to being your account lead. At your earliest convenience, just give me a call, and we'll get it all set up for you. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye,
sir.
Dan.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
All right.